This reading is taken from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 10. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went to the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes.
So let's hear the second part of our gospel reading now. Thank you, David.
So our reading is John 20, verses 11 to 18, and it's headed, "Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene." But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
So who found the eggs then? Come out, you found one. Right, I want you to take the eggs that you found and open them up. And inside each egg, you should find, first of all, a little chocolate egg or two inside, which you can have or you can share with someone else. And also, you should find a bit of paper. And the paper is all folded up, and it tells part of the Easter story. So take the paper that you've got and have a read of it. And I want to see what we've got here. So the first one that I've got, this is a demonstration. This is the first one, and we've got to try and guess which order the others come in. So this says it was early on the Sunday morning, the first day of the week. It was early on the Sunday morning, the first day of the week. My wife and I often have a debate about whether Sunday or Monday is the first day of the week, because we get used to saying Monday is the first day of the week. But actually, in the Bible, in the Jewish calendar, Saturday was the seventh day. Saturday was the day of rest, the Sabbath. And so Sunday, therefore, is the first day of the week. When God created the world, he created it on a Sunday when he first said, let there be light. That happened on a Sunday. And then it went through the week and God rested on the Saturday. And so when Jesus rose again, it's almost like it's new creation because it's the first day of a new week. There's a little thought for you. But Sunday has always been in the Christian calendar the first day of the week, not Monday. So anyway, it was early. That wasn't meant to be part of the sermon. That's just a, just taking the opportunity to use this platform. So it was early on the Sunday morning, the first day of the week. And to help us remember this, I've got a letter on the back of this, right, the letter E. And because the word I want us to remember is early. Early. And I'm going to write this there. So the word is early. So we'll put that one down as the first one. Now what happened next in the story, right? You've got some there. What do you think happened next? Were you listening? What happened? Yeah. But what do you think? Is it Jacob? Is it? Sorry, what's your name? James. James, sorry, James. Okay. Jesus' friend, Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb but saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Do you think that comes next? Does that come next? Everyone agree? Is that next? Yes. Right, so Jesus' friend, Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb but saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. How do you think she would feel? What? Awful. Is someone, what? Shocked. Hmm?
Worried.
Yeah. Someone said awestruck, was it? Awestruck. Awesome. Well, let's try amazed. Okay, because that's the word I want to give you. Yeah. So, amazed, right? So remember that. So we've got early, and then we've got amazed. Right, so let's put that down. So after Mary went to the tomb and saw the stone had been rolled away, what happened next? What do you think? We've got a consensus decision here. So Mary ran to find it. So Mary ran to find the disciples, and she said, they've taken Jesus out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him. Is that right? She ran back to tell the others. Okay. So, I've got an S on this one, which stands for
surprised.
Well, okay, I'll give you surprised. All right, or shocked. Surprised, shocked. Okay, so there we go. Right. So she was surprised, she was shocked. And we'll put that down there. Okay, so what comes next? James, you're doing a good job here. But Mary stayed, and she wept, and she saw two angels in the tomb where the body of Jesus had been. Oh, no, that's not right, somebody said. Okay. How about this one? So Peter and the other disciple, and I've put in brackets, probably John, because we don't know the name of the disciple whom Jesus loved, but people think it was John. So we put probably John, ran to the tomb. The other disciple ran faster and got there first. He bent down to look in and saw the burial cloths, but did not go in. So, I've got a letter T here. And any ideas?
Troubled.
Troubled. Oh, that's a good word. Troubled, yes. Terrified. Yeah. Troubled is perhaps better. Troubled or terrified. And then...
Tense.
Oh, it is tense, isn't it? Yeah. This is tense as well. But Mary stayed and she wept. And she saw two angels in the tomb where the body of Jesus had been. They asked her why she was crying. Is that right?
No, we want that one back.
Right. Okay, yeah, have that one back. Okay, you're not happy with that one. Right. But Peter, is that better? Yeah? Okay, but Peter, when he got there, did go in. All he could see were the burial cloths, including the one used to wrap Jesus' head. Then the other disciple went in too. They believed, but did not understand. But Peter, when he got there, did go in. All he could see were the burial cloths, including the one used to wrap his head. Then the other disciple went in first. They believed, but did not understand. So I've just put, eh? Eh? And then, what do you think happened next? Leo, thank you. Then the disciples returned to their homes. So, what word do you put there? Returned. Right. And then, what's next? James, thank you. Then, right. But Mary stayed and wept. Okay, and this is in the second part of the reading. And she saw two angels in the tomb where the body of Jesus had been. They asked her why she was crying. She said, they've taken him away and I don't know where they have put him. They've taken him away and they don't know where they have put him. And remember, she's crying at this point. Extremely sad. And then what happens next? Then Mary turned around and saw a man standing there. She thought he was the gardener. He said, woman, why are you crying? She said, if you have taken him, let me know where you've put him. If you have taken him, let me know where you've put him. She saw a man standing there and she thought it was the gardener. And then we've got the last one. Okay. The man said her name, Mary. And she knew then that it was Jesus. She said, teacher. Jesus said, don't hold on to me, but go to my friends and tell them, I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So she went and announced the good news to the disciples. I have seen the Lord. He is risen. I have seen the Lord. He is risen. And so what did Mary tell the others? The good news. The good news. Which, as we all know, is alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. So you've got some useful words here to remember the story and what order it comes in. I sometimes forget the order of the Easter story. But could you help by holding these up so everyone can see? Would you stand up, you little group of disciples on the floor? Right, if we start with this one, and then fold them in half. Okay, fold them in half so only the letter shows. And when we hold them up, I hold the letters up so everyone can see. It makes Easter egg. So you see, there is an Easter egg in the story after all. You just have to look for it. All right, thank you. Thank you all for that. Many of us might have brought flowers with us today. Who's brought flowers? Okay, some people have. Who has anyone not got flowers? Because our helpful stewards here have got some flowers in the basket. I brought a flower from my garden. And this is the point in the service that we always look forward to, because it's about decorating the cross. And this cross has been with us for many years, but every year during Lent, we get the cross out. Okay. If you want to put your hands up, if you haven't got any flowers, then we'll bring the flowers to you. Okay. Okay, we've got Ian down here, Ivan in the back row. Okay, and Brenda. Okay, good. So during Lent, we take this cross and we put things on it that symbolise for us the suffering of Jesus, that symbolise what he went through on his way to the cross. It symbolises what happened to him in Holy Week, from Palm Sunday with the palm branches through to Maundy Thursday with the bowl and the towel and the cup and the bread, and then on to Good Friday with things like the whip and the nails and the crown of thorns and the purple robe and all of those horrible things that they did to Jesus when they crucified him. But on Easter Day, it's something different. And we turn the cross around and we decorate it. I'm going to just explain to you a bit about what we're going to do this morning and why and what it means. Now, this is all part of our prayers as well, because we could, I could ask you to sit and look at the flower that you've got and imagine something that you want to pray for. Something, maybe somebody suffering or something going on in the world that you want to pray for. All the wars and suffering in the world, you might like to think about that and then bring it to the cross, bring it to Jesus. But what I want to tell you this morning is it's already there. It's already there. All of that suffering, all of that pain, all of that stuff that's going on in the world, all of your prayers for this world are felt by Jesus as well. And when he died on the cross, it's already there. It's already there. Jesus took it onto himself when he died on the cross. Or you might want to think about your sins, the things we do wrong, the times when we don't really live as we think we should, or don't really live as followers of God. The times when we feel we've let God down or hurt other people. And I could say to you, look at your flower and think of your sin and then take the flower to the cross. But look at the cross. It's already there. It says somewhere in the Bible, I think Paul writes it in Colossians, he said, It says, nailing our sins to him on the cross. Our sins are already nailed on this cross, or at least on the cross of Jesus, on the real cross. They're already there. We don't need to take them to Jesus, and we don't need to take to him this morning the suffering of the world. It's already there. So what are we going to do with the flowers? Well, we are going to pray, and we are going to pray for the world. But we hold in our hands a flower as a sign of life, as a sign of new life and hope and colour and diversity, a sign of life. And what we do, because Jesus transformed everything when he rose again, we transform the cross into this sign of hope. That what the risen Christ did, it's a sign of what the risen Christ did for us and for the world. And this expresses our faith in God's full forgiveness. It expresses our hope in a world remade. And it expresses our love, the love that Jesus gave us to share. And so the flower is a symbol of transformation. It's a symbol of what Jesus can do and will do and is doing and has done through his death and resurrection. Because on Easter Day we remember and give thanks for the new life. And so as we take our flowers, they are a symbol of hope. Not of sin, not of pain, not of suffering, because that's already there and he is dealing with it. But it's a symbol of hope that we carry with us. And as we see the cross transformed, let it be a sign of our world transformed. Let it be a sign of us being transformed, because this is what Jesus can do in us.